I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While the founder of Hope Givers International, M.A. Thomas, went before the Supreme Court today, the organization's president, Samuel Thomas, remains jailed. Hope Givers' Bill Bray says he has a few more obstacles to overcome before he's able to do that. Meanwhile, the story behind the story is that the gospel's being presented to influential leaders. Pray that they'll respond positively. And the ION Network's board has approved a new ministry partnership in Colombia and the development of a new ministry relationship in Kenya. The agreement now expands outreach to a rural slum school and covers a children's home in a remote area of the country. In Kenya, the board also agreed to foster relationships with a local leader and the Youngsters for Christ team. The ministry focus is youth discipleship and will be the first ION Network ministry in Kenya. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. MNN can now be delivered daily to your personal email address. Sign up at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.